and I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A massive fire tore through a building in New York City Sunday, killing at least 19 people, including 9 children. The fire commissioner said that a space heater is to blame. New York's mayor said many of the building's residents were originally from the West African nation of Gambia, and there was a large Muslim community there as well. The blaze comes just 4 days after a fire in the city of Philadelphia killed 12 people, including 8 children, in a public housing building in what was one of the deadliest recent fires in the United States. West African nations will close their borders with Mali, sever diplomatic ties, and impose tough economic sanctions in response to its unacceptable delay in holding elections following a 2020 military coup. The 15-state regional bloc said this on Sunday. The fresh measures from the economic community of West African states represents a significant hardening of its stance towards Mali, whose interim authorities have proposed holding elections in December of 2025 instead of this February, as originally agreed with the bloc. The Malian interim government said that it was astonished by those decisions. A leading Sudanese protest group Sunday rejected a United Nations initiative to hold talks with the military aimed at restoring the country's democratic transition following an October coup. The move is a blow to international efforts seeking an end to Sudan's political deadlock and suggests relentless street protests are likely to continue. More than 60 people have been killed since the military takeover thus far. Protesters continued their marches in Khartoum Sunday, with security forces firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators near the presidential palace, according to activists. This is VOA News. Bosnia's Serb entity Sunday celebrated its 30th anniversary with a parade showcasing its police forces against the backdrop of a new stirrings of ambition. The police leader, the Serb member of Bosnia's presidency, said that the event, the goal is peace and the defense of the freedom. Last month, he set in motion plans to withdraw from Bosnia's central institutions, including the army, the judiciary, and the tax system. The move earned fresh financial sanctions from the U.S. Wednesday, with Washington chiding the leader for attempting to undermine the landmark peace deal that brought an end to Bosnia's 1992 to 1995 war. Israel could see up to nearly 40% of the population infected by coronavirus during the current wave. That's according to the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Sunday, as testing facilities nationwide buckled. Israel has seen infections nearly quadruple over the past week compared to the previous one. Bennett reiterated he would do everything possible to avoid a lockdown, which he said was as not proven an efficient measure against the spread of the highly infectious Omicron variant and could deal a heavy blow to the economy. Also Sunday, Israel began allowing vaccinated visitors into the country 6 weeks after shutting its borders entirely in a bid to prepare for the inevitable fifth wave of COVID cases by vaccinating and obtaining medication. Bob Saget, an actor and a comedian best known as the jovial dad on the television sitcom Full House, was found dead in a hotel room in Orlando, Florida. That's according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office on Twitter Sunday. Detectives found no signs of foul play or drug use. The 65-year-old had performed in a comedy show in Florida on Saturday night and tweeted his appreciation to the audience. Kazakhstan's authorities said Sunday the situation was stabilizing after the worst political unrest in 30 years of independence, and troops from a Russian-led military alliance were guarding key facilities. Security officials told the president in a briefing that they were continuing cleanup operations across the ex-Soviet republic that borders Russia and China. Thousands have been detained in public buildings torched during mass anti-government protest over the past week. There was an issue for a shoot-to-kill order to end unrest that was blamed on bandits and terrorists. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.